Happy Sunday, and welcome to the new slot for Divine Connections. We're now doing Sunday afternoons, and we have a whole, Jessica, Jaden, and I have a whole brand new team. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm working now with Jessica Marie Tatro and Jaden, who are from our before team, and our new team members are Tony Jorgensen and Marianne Gustafson. I hope I'm pronouncing those right. But anyway, we welcome both of you. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to ask each of you to give a little bit of, just a little bit about yourself, how you work, what you do. And we have an amazingly full call board today. So we're going to try and keep our introduction short and our caller list get to everybody. Let's see. I don't know if you can't get on with the telephone. You can always come into our chat room and reach us there. So I think, Jessica, when you're able, you'll just have a pop in there and have a look. So, Tony Jorgensen, welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're a psychic intuitive and you dwell in Utah, which is, oh, what a beautiful state. And your favorite little dude in the world is Cooper, your grandson. So take it away, Tony, and share.
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. Yes, so I feel that I'm truly blessed. And the reason why was because of Cooper. It's a story that I'll get into one day. But anyway, and then my partner, my friend for the last 5 years who has helped me through is Marianne. So her and I kind of work together as a team most of the time. And so I'm really excited to be here.
Fabulous. Yeah. Marianne, how do you come by this sort of your presence on the show? I know one thing about you, and one of your guides is Michael Hutchins, and I hope I'm saying that right, from In Excess. So I don't know. What year did he cross? I don't remember. I'll let you take it away, and you can just explain how you work with him.
Oh, yes, I'm Marianne. I am also in Utah. I'm happy to be here also. Thanks to Tony and Lynn and Jessica and Jaden, I'm able to come on the show and meet everybody. But I met my wonderful guide, Michael Hutchins, who kind of led me down this or opened the doors to help me go down this path of, I guess, enlightenment and learning, and I'm learning every day, and it's been really awesome. But I was in an accident and in a wheelchair for a long, long time, couldn't hardly move, couldn't walk, had to be dependent on my kids, and I got to the point where I didn't feel like I wanted to be a burden anymore on anyone at all. And I ended up, a show came on, I just sat in my wheelchair and just kind of watched TV day in and day out, and I just stopped watching TV anymore. Just kind of sat there in my own darkness, and then this, I don't know what happened, one of the kids, I guess, turned on the TV, and then the show came on, was about In Excess, and I was like, oh, I used to listen to music, and I watched that show, and it was like this light bulb went on, and I couldn't get enough understanding of this Michael Hutchins. I started reading everything I could about him, and then he became larger than life, and all I played day in and day out after that, every single day after that, was In Excess. And then
wow.
I ended up being able to see, I know my kids are like, oh, Mom, seriously?
Yeah, but it happened.
I ended up.
Yeah, that
happened. Yeah, it was
so wild. That's crazy.
It is. I ended up being just is kind of a fluke, meeting his real life sister. I flew to California, met his sister and his best friend who wrote a book about him, and I'm you know, my life has been changed ever since. So I feel like he kind of helped me through this path, and then I was able to connect with Lynn, who kind of helped me see and understand and realize what was going on, that he was a guide and in my life, and everything just started making sense after that, because I was in a dark place, which is where he was when his life ended in 97. So, and he's still with me. So, anyway, that's my story.
That's about magic, isn't it? Just how the healing and the help comes in when you need it. And there's no accidents, there's no mistakes. It's all there. It's up to us to learn how to see it and to understand that these are signs, these are actual helps from spirit. So Jessica, welcome back, hon, and Jaden. I'm glad we're going to do another season of Divine Connections, and that was pretty fun. At the beginning of this show, we had a little tech flurry.
Oh,
my goodness.
Boy. Can you hear me, Lynn?
Yes, I can, lovey.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I got a little panic there at first. I was like, oh, no, right before air. Hey, it's Mercury retrograde. Things happen, and
there you go.
Back up.
I also think the universe finds it funnier that way. I just think they were almost like, you know, they're going, ha, 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 you know, but not in a mean way. It's in that, you know, keep things lively, people. But anyway, so Jessica, just tell everyone a little bit how about you work and how Jaden works with you, and then we'll get to our line of callers.
Sure. My name is Jessica Tatro. You can find me on Facebook, and I do work with my son in spirit. His name is Jaden. He transitioned home in 2012. We've been working together in spirit, helping the special needs community, the disabilities and mental health communities together. It's fascinating because Jaden, he transitioned home when he was 10. He was born with Down syndrome, autism, and was, you know, always nonverbal. He was trached as an infant. Permanently and YouTube fed. So it just became really eye-opening and fascinating when Jaden did transition in 2012 to hear finally from his perspective what his life was like living with, you know, I mean, he had like, you know, 30-plus surgeries under his belt, 2 major open hearts, trached permanently, G-tube fed. I mean, he's a very strong soul. So it's truly a blessing now to be able to hear from his perspective what life was like, you know, living in and out of the hospital and living the life he did. And one thing that surprised me, because he was always so sick or compromised in some way, was that he just absolutely enjoyed his life. So, you could find us on, he's also got his own Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. So that's a little bit about us. I'm an intuitive empath and healer, and I'm licensed in Reiki and been doing that since 2015 as well.
Mm-hmm. And your cards are fabulous too, your card readings.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I do card readings during the show, just a little extra guidance for everyone. So I'm so excited to start. So is Jaden, and Eric is here. So is our lovely Ryan at Dragna.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I use a little flashlight that I keep beside me, and it's flashing away. So I'm pretty sure. Yep, there it goes again. We've got the full team going.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Awesome validation.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to say anything about the Green Bay Packers, because I know Ryan is, that's his team, but I'm not sure. They're not doing so well, I hear, the Cheeseheads are. Anyway, I'm Canadian. I follow the hockey, not the football, so I don't know. Anyway, you guys, I think what we'll do, we've got a long, long line of callers, and I'd love to get to everyone. So what I'm going to do is bring on our first caller. Is everyone ready to go?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Ready.
All right. Everyone shake it out. And it's the first show for everyone. So if anyone's a little nervous, don't worry. We're all human and it's all good. And this is how you start the process of working with your abilities. So here we go. So 630, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Sure. My name is Dion.
Dion, welcome.
Yes.
Lovely to have you on. So, Dion, is there a question that you'd like to look at and have our team look at for you?
I'm just wondering about my finances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to ask, Dion, what the question that I'm being asked to ask you is that are you stuck in something that's dead end and underpaying you?
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, it's my business and I don't want to give up on it, you know. So I've been doing things to reinvent it and to change it around.
Absolutely. The image that I'm getting is of somebody running into a wall over and over again and trying to push it out of the way. And I'm getting the line from Carl Jung that if you run into an obstacle, you need to put down roots and grow over the top of it. And I don't mean to speak in riddles. I know that sounds really complicated and weird, but you're being asked to stop and figure out a way around this wall. That might mean like a lateral development in your business. So whatever your main business is, you go to something that is connected to it, like a meta service. Or is it a service industry that you're working in?
So, yeah, that's interesting that you said that. So, basically, I own a window company, so I sell windows. And what I just started was an online store.
Okay.
Like, I literally just started it a couple of weeks ago.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I guess the thing that probably would make the most sense is to add, like, some sidelines, right? So maybe you do windows, but you're offering like the whole thing, like installation, et cetera, with your windows, right?
I don't do the install portion, but what I did do is I used to only be wholesale and now I opened up my business to the public.
Okay, perfect. Then get a little peripheral stock going, okay? So maybe sell some little blinds or I'm saying sort of you can even get as kooky as selling little window ornaments, right? Little things you put suction cups and glittery bits and dream catchers, stuff like that. Think of something that will dress up what you're selling. It just feels like you haven't failed yet. It might feel like you haven't gotten there yet, but remember, you're on a journey, right? So there's no destination. It's a continuum. And to remember to just jazz it up a little as you go. So make things about your windows that only you can offer your clients, right? So make it special. And I'm getting like stardust, like little, maybe just sell little window jewelry or little things that make them pretty or special. And I do not feel that you are on any kind of road to failure. I do feel that you're going to make it. Just remember that patience, almost like the pace of nature is what you need to allow. Like I let it, but you know, you're doing fine. You really are. And
I have something to add to that.
Okay, yes.
So I just felt that what Lynn said is correct, but more of in also consulting, that comes to my mind, like people have no idea what to do and how to buy windows. So you being online and just they're looking at them and going, yeah, this is great. The pricing's great. This is a great idea, but they don't know what they're doing. So I keep seeing consulting of some type and maybe you can do that online, open it up to questions or have a chat, something like that.
Brilliant. Okay. What a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got.
So,
thank you.
Marianne, perfect. No, excellent. Marianne, Jessica, would anyone like to add to that? It sounds like a really cool insight you've got there.
I really like, hi, Dion, this is Jessica. I really like the direction that you're going in. It feels really good to me as well. Just that last part you were saying, too, it's like I think just keep going with this. You know what I mean? Have confidence in yourself, too, because the card that Spirit had fly out of my deck for you is satisfaction. You've got to let the energy of love and from the heart, that's our intuition, guide you to self-approval so that others no longer define who you are. Sometimes I wonder if you, do you sometimes doubt yourself?
Yeah, because work by myself, so it's hard for me to get feedback when you're by yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And see, and it's always wonderful to get validation, but see, this is a validation for you that you actually, you can trust what you feel. And I thought that was really a really beautiful card that came up. And all this here is just validation of that. I think you're really headed and really down a beautiful path. So that's their advice. My advice, keep at it. You're doing wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Marianne, does Michael send any messages through, or is your team giving you anything?
Nothing other than I agree. I kind of have that same feeling that Jessica mentioned too. I really felt that resonated quite a bit with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all agree, like, just keep at it and make it special, make it yours, because you're the only one of you, mm-hmm. and so what you put into your business is going to reflect your personality. But I think you're rocking it, Dion. Don't worry about it, and just, and remember to give your spirit team permission to help you, and they will. They will. You'll be amazed at how much help comes through. Beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies. Enjoy your show, and I'll continue to listen. I really appreciate the supportive messages. Thank you so much.
Love and light to you, darling.
Welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right. What a lovely lady. Okay. And our next caller, 651, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Christiana, welcome. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering how you see my move going to, I'm going to move to Minneapolis.
Okay. Cold. Make sure you've got nice warm socks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lynn, and I'm getting the image of a smooth sail. I guess smooth. It's getting smooth sailing. Is there somebody who's like a person, maybe a relative or a friend, who's being a bit annoying right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. well, we were. Yeah, Jessica was saying earlier in our conversation that even if people bug us, we can send them love anyway. It doesn't mean we have to interact with them, but I'm getting the message that you mustn't give up your personal power to keep the peace. And it doesn't mean you have to be angry or violent or anything, but you can just sort of refuse to engage in arguments and stuff. I'm getting a feeling that you're feeling a bit judged by this person. And, that's fine. Let them judge, but it doesn't have to affect your well-being. Mentally or, just in any aspect, you're cool. You're doing fine. And I do get the overall feeling of smooth sailing. So that's good news to me coming in. Tony, are you picking anything up on this?
I agree with the smooth sailing is what I see. I feel like a slip and slide, it's that you feel, a move is always stressful. And you always wonder if you're doing the right thing, but yet I see you slipping right in, into your destiny. I feel the same.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Awesome.
Perfect. Jessica, how's that coming in for you?
Yeah, you really kind of pinpoint the first part, but see, the card that came out for you, Christiana, is friendliness. And I think that's kind of the personality that they're saying that you have. You are able to recognize traits in common with another in order to forge love-based connections. So it's kind of really neat how this card came up for you. And I feel that Spirit is saying where you're going, you're gonna find so many of those connections that mm-hmm. you're looking for in your moment.
Okay, what's the name of the card?
Friendliness.
Oh, friendliness. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that you are able to recognize traits in common with another in order to forge love-based connections. And I thought that was really neat to hear after mm-hmm. just hearing everything. And that I think this is just validation that you're going to meet some really great connections along the way.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Marianne, what's coming through on your end on this?
The thing that keeps coming up for me is peace. Just peaceful conversations, peaceful actions and directions.
Beautiful.
So choosing peace over conflict will be the best.
Yeah.
Direction.
Do the Gandhi. Absolutely. No, that's wonderful. I think we all get a similar feeling that it's going to go. And I also was going to say with Tony, when you said slip sliding, the first, mm-hmm. very first image I had was somebody like going on a flying saucer on the snow, you know, those things
yeah.
that went boom. So I think it will be over and done with before you can actually have any time to like lose interest, or I think it's going to be a quick move, a good move. And just yeah. don't let anybody don't take any wooden nickels from anybody. If they try to give you
yeah.
a hard time, mm-hmm. just don't let them in. You know,
yeah.
you can put that space around yourself and don't let anything
I also picked the card for her too, and it was Ace of Pentacles, which it says the beginning of new ventures or tasks, new ideas, planting seeds for the future, great potential for success, and manifesting power, ambitions, and prosperity. So
fabulous.
That's along the same lines as Jessica. So I see it as a really good, yeah, thing.
Yeah, that's a good card.
It's always scary, wow. but you have your guides are helping you. I mean, you have a lot of people behind you, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're never alone, that's for sure. But that's fantastic. Christiana, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate
yes,
thank
it. Thank you,
everyone. Hope that helps, and have a lovely, lovely day. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too. Okay, and we're going to move on. Here we go. 857, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? 857?
Hello?
Hi there. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, how are you? My name
we're
is
good.
Tita.
Tita, lovely. Yeah, we're doing
yeah.
great. This is our sort of first show of 2022, and I think it feels like we're going to hit the ground running. We've got some good energy all going between the team, so loving it. And, yeah, I know, Tony, you've done this work before, too, so you're, you know, and I know this is first time for Marianne, but I have a good feeling about her abilities, so we'll keep rocking it. Tita, what can we do for you today? Have you got a question you'd like to ask?
So I wanted to see just what was coming up and what the spirit worlds and God wanted me to know. I mean, I have, I don't know if that's too broad. I mean, if it's too broad, I can narrow it, but I'm just being open at this point.
Well, we'll see what comes through. The first thing I want to ask you about is pets. Are you a pet owner, lover?
No.
Do you dislike pets or?
Like,
I'm
just not an animal person.
You're not an animal
person. I'm not an animal person.
Okay, you might surprise yourself. If you happen to have a stray, like I'm thinking a cat or something like that, don't don't discount the idea of another heartbeat in the house. And I'm also, do you have children?
No, I don't have children. My husband has kids.
Okay, so they're kind of steps, right, these guys?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the pet thing might come up with one of the kids, but it just feels like animal energy comes into your life some way. And before you, like, go, no, and slam the door, give it a chance. And that's your message. So, you know, what comes through is what comes through. It's I don't know if it's, have you ever had a pet in your life or an animal companion?
I had a cat when I was a kid, but I'm not really like, I mean, if it was a pet, it would either be like a small mini dog or a cat, but I'm not really like a pet person. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool. You can, you know, that's fine. I just have a funny feeling that they're giving me that somehow an animal is going to insinuate it into either your life or the lives of your stepchildren. It's sort of a family, somebody in the family is going to find, it feels like a stray cat comes in and changes the feelings you might have. But anyway, No.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Well, you never know. And I personally really believe that animals can be angels to us. And so it might feel like a surprise, but yeah. Anyway, what I do is I write down the first thing that comes through, and that's what I give you. So who knows? Anyway, I'll pass you over to Tony and see what comes in
Thank
for
you.
Her.
I felt the pet. I just wonder why you're asking about the year to come. Was last year, did you have a lot of conflict in your life last year, or you moved forward, but somebody did not with you? Is what I'm wondering.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have been for the last couple of years. I feel like I have outgrown 90% of the people that I'm around.
Yeah.
I feel stagnant, and I just want to evolve and maximize my potential. And if that means leaving some relationships behind, as much as I don't want to, I'm willing to do that for me.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that is what I'm getting, that you have leaped forward and feel that you're winning, but something is holding you back. And I believe it's that you're right on the right path. I think it's your relationships, but you have to clean your house in order to move forward. Like you said, I think you're on the right track. But what I'm feeling is a good year for you, but you have work to do. You have to do some work. So
yeah,
I'm
never without the work, right?
So, yeah,
that's not hard. And it's okay. It's unfortunate. It's you know, some people are easy. It's like God's like, okay, we're here. Me, no. So even with the blessing, there's always some work. But I hear you.
Yeah, it says that you're gonna expect that. I feel you're gonna feel lost, but it's a good feeling, like what you said. That you feel like you're advancing, but the people aren't advancing with you, and you might have to get rid of some relationships in order to bust through. So I think you're exactly right on that track.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, what's coming in for you?
Yeah, well, this is Jessica. As soon as you started speaking, we were laughing back and forth at first. I just shuffled. That's what I do. I just shuffle my deck and connect to your energy. And the card that is needed for you will usually fly out of the deck. And interestingly, this one did. And it says kindness. You are a humanitarian made of love. And you are able to share that energy with others. So again, I know it goes back to Lynn had said about she feels an animal energy around you, and that it just may surprise you.
Yep.
But I know. I just what else to say about this card? But yeah, it was there before even Lynn said it. So
there must be something to it. And maybe, you know, if it's something you are open to, or maybe a stray cat or animal comes along your way, you just, it might surprise you how you take to it or how it takes to you.
That is really
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Marianne, what's coming through for you, hon?
Well, the funny thing is for me, it's kind of the same thing. But see, I don't want to say that I'm not an animal person too, but I haven't had a lot of pets and animals, but I like them. But however, I have been receiving animal messages. So I'm wondering if maybe if you, because the first thing that I thought of is like a white bunny. And so when I looked up the spiritual meaning of like a white bunny rabbit, it's something new in your life, like a relationship.
Oh.
So it could mean just to stay open to any kind of spiritual sign. And that's something that Lynn has talked to me about, too, is different signs and different spiritual meanings of different things. So, like, if something crosses your path and you feel some kind of significance with it, if you look it up online, then you'll see, oh, there's something else. And that's a message from a guide or your angels. They're always sending messages. And if we're open to it, then they're always helping us on our journey along our way.
Wow. That's excellent, Marianne. That
yeah,
could be what
Marianne.
The message is. Yep. The other thing, Keita, that you can do is have a look, just Google spiritual meaning of white rabbit and also cat, because that was the kind of animal energy.
Yeah.
So look up the meanings of the cats spiritually too. So, wow, good point. I really loved that you brought that back to, because I'm thinking, this poor lady, I'm making her get cats and she doesn't want them. But that makes so much sense. And yeah, it's probably a totem animal coming through for you. And I love the white rabbit. It has such good, positive meanings. Yeah, absolutely. Way to go, you guys. Ed, what a team. Okay, Keita, well, I hope that helps. And let us know if something wanders into your life. Do call us and let us know. Okay.
Yeah. Will do. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye. Love and light. All right. And our next caller, 917, you're on the air. Get your name, please.
Oh, hey. Sure. My name is Tim, calling from New York City. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tim. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if there was any messages from spirit or advice in regards to some abundance that I'm working on bringing in for the new year, trying to change jobs or find a new situation. Not exactly sure where or how, so I've just been asking spirit to kind of drop me a little breadcrumb trail along the way. If any messages or tips, greatly appreciated.
Beautiful. Are you someone who does any spiritual practice, Tim, like meditation or working with crystals or et cetera like that, anything like that?
Both of those things, although I kind of start, don't really see results, stop, but I'm trying to be consistent. Do a little meditation, little crystals, a few minutes a day.
Yeah. They're saying don't treat it like homework. Treat it with joy. Bring a joy into your spiritual practice. It's perfectly all right. And there's something about the entertainment industry. I don't know why, what kind of a tie you might have to it.
Okay. Well, I've definitely been treating like homework, so I'll stop that. I do have some creativeness. I'm just trying to figure out where to how to do something with it.
Yeah. Are you an artist by any chance?
I am not an artist. I like to think of myself as someone who enjoys telling stories, though.
Okay, I would call that an artist. I think what I'm trying to say is you are a creative individual. And yeah, I'm getting the map. Is there, oh, sorry, we got some background info, sound coming in.
Sorry about that.
No, that's not a problem. So you know the mathematical sign for increase, which is like a little megaphone thing. And I'm seeing that. And I feel like your path to abundance is like you're trotting along towards that. It is going to rise up to meet you. You will find the abundance. But they're saying don't be afraid of being that creative person. Like, it's almost the feeling of, you know, if you're an artist, you'll never make a living. You'll starve and that's it. But they want you to really, really focus on your creative talents and put them to work. There's all sorts of, that I'm seeing like pathway after pathway after pathway for you using that creative set of gifts that you have been given. Like you've got more going on than you're giving yourself credit for. Use it, believe in it. And also look up the prosperity prayer. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page if you're able to access that. And I want you to try it because it works. It's really, really cool. And I'm making a note that I will post that on our Divine Connections Facebook page. Just look up Divine Connections. And yeah, that's a great prayer. And I will leave it for you and for our callers and our listeners. But yeah, Tim, run with your creative talent. Okay. Tony, go for it. I'm sorry I'm babbling away here.
No, that's great because I feel exactly the same. I got the same message. I see, yeah, with the megaphone and writing possibly. Do you, you know, you say you're a storyteller, so have you dabbled in writing at all and thought you weren't good enough to do it?
I've been one of those things where it's kind of all in my head, but I'm definitely dabbling with writing.
Yeah. So what I get for you is to quit blocking your mind and put it down on paper. It says, get your creative wings. But you keep blocking your own talent is what I see like a block. So I see like, and it says to look in the strangest places for your creativity. And I see like ice castles for some reason. I'm not sure why, but maybe it's because of the strangest places that you should be looking for this. But I agree 100% with Lynn that I'm not sure if you don't feel good enough or you're not a good enough writer. Remember, there's always ghost writers that can help you put what's in your head on the paper. You know, you need to look for a creative way to get that out of there is what I'm seeing.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I like that. I really like that, Tony. Hi, Tim. This is Jessica, because it really kind of validates the cards that flow up for you. And there, two actually came out for you. The first one is expression. You are ready to manifest your thoughts and transform them into acts of love. The second card right behind that, are aware that the love you create in your thoughts is an agent of change and the foundation of your results. And it's really interesting because that's what we've been talking about. Beautiful confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Perfect. And Marianne, what's coming in for you?
Oh, I feel the very same as everybody. Everybody's kind of on this same wavelength, and I'm agreeing with everything everybody has said.
Yep, perfect.
It sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I feel excitement, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like you're going towards your destiny, Tim, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep on rocking your gifts, all your creative gifts, and you can't go wrong, I think. And again, spiritual practices should bring joy. So if you know, if it's like, oh, I gotta meditate, you know, do something else for a while until you're, you know what I mean, it shouldn't be something that is work, right? So there you go.
Gotcha. Well, thank you all so very much. I will keep working. Thank you.
Okay, love and light to you, Tim. Thanks for calling in. All righty. Our next caller. Okay. 415. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show. We're really glad to have you on. What can we do for you today? Have you got a question you'd like to ask the team?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could pick up what's going on with my skin. My face keeps breaking out, and I just can't figure out if it's a food allergy. For me, nothing's changed of lotion or food, or and I can't figure out the source of it, if any emotional or energetic reason behind that.
Okay, Catherine, this is Lynn, and the first thing that I wrote down is stress. Are you being stressed by something external in your life?
Yeah, but it's never made my face break out before. I mean, I've never had this happen.
Yeah. Now, again, we are no substitutes for,
nothing,
you know,
medical,
a medical,
yeah,
practitioner. But the thing that,
yeah,
I'm feeling is that if you can work on, have you got any kind of calming practice? Like, for example, do you do yoga or meditation, anything like that?
Yeah, I've been more deep breathing and meditating and taking baths and essential oils, all those things.
Yeah. I just can't shake the stress aspect of it.
Okay.
It feels like there's a relationship that is keeping you sort of in a low, like a sort of a low end current of anger running all the time. Is that correct?
That would, maybe I'm picking that up. I'm picking that from the other person, but not, it's not in me. So I could see
it
that.
It could vary. Oh my goodness. Yeah, because if you're an empath, which I suspect you are, you, that might be the result of absorbing that energy from that person. I would, you know, of course, keep, okay, as far as your food goes, it's probably a good idea to do, like, eliminate one food at a time just to see if you get a change. But I am getting that it's being exacerbated by stress, and one thing you can do is practice the calming techniques. One thing to try is when you feel like you're picking up that energy, try the practice of square breathing. Okay, and that brings, because what happens when you're stressed, and the worst part is if you don't acknowledge your stress, you're just sort of having it, and after a while it has you. And the two hormones, especially the adrenaline and the cortisol, build up in your system. So even just have a good cry will get rid of that. You know, just things that will help you to de-stress, be calm, and also learn the difference between your feelings and the feelings of the other. Because as an empath, that's constantly something that's bombarding you. So I'm going to put you on Tony and see if Tony can take this a little further for us.
Yeah, what is square breathing?
Oh, square breathing is a technique that is used to calm yourself, like if you're feeling stressed at all. It's, you can count whatever count you want, but the standard practice is count four, to breathe in, hold for four, breathe out for four, and breathe in for four. So it's like four, 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 four. You can look it up online. It's a technique the Navy SEALs use when they have to keep their keep themselves from panicking in situations. And it works like a charm. And also be aware of your energy and make sure that you're sort of in the moment and you're paying attention to your own feelings. So with that, don't forget to try eliminating certain foods or, you know, just sort of do it one at a time and kind of keep a little journal or something about the effects. But I do think that stress has something to do with your condition. It's like a nervous eczema is what I'm picking up. So anyway, Tony, you can take this. I'm going to look it up online and see what I'm talking about. Thanks.
I felt exactly the same thing about the breathe. So as soon as you started talking, I felt that it was hard for me to breathe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's that you're around a person that's giving you so much anxiety that when you're, or not even a person, just something that's happening in your life, the energy or something that is stopping you from breathing correctly or feeling nervous. I don't know. It's something. I just felt the same thing that Lynn felt about the breathing exercise. Also, I was wondering, you mentioned essential oils. Have you switched up any essential oils, or have you gotten any new ones that you've never used before?
No, just lavender. I've always used lavender.
Lavender? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is an essential oil that I know that is called Breathe. Have you ever used that before?
Oh, a mix, yes.
Yeah. So maybe use that again. Yeah, I just keep getting Breathe out of it. I don't know if it's the breathing exercise or it's a little hard for me to breathe when I'm discussing this right now. So it's got to be something with that. That's what I have. How about you, Jessica? Did you find out anything about that breathing?
I had already stopped, shuffling because it was just instant. This card came out, so it validates a lot of what all the panel is saying, because the card that came out for you is peacefulness. And it says that you are needing to recognize that balance, kindness, and love bring calmness to your soul. So this is almost a validation that you are very sensitive and empathic as well, and we can, also be affected by other people's energy or stress.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi. Sorry, I'm just listening to. I don't know what we're hearing.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like an angry dude in the background.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, it's okay. As long as everybody's fine. But if that's in your house, Catherine, holy doodles. I think Catherine's dropped. Okay. I hope that wasn't the angry person we were referring to. But holy cow. Anyway, okay. Well, Catherine, if you can call us, pay attention and pick you up again. So I'm just going to move on to our next caller, and that would be 805.
Enjoying the sun, Pete?
Hello?
I said, are you enjoying the sun?
Not where I am. I'm in Canada, and it's quite gray and snowy here. But could we get your name, please? Eight oh five, are you with us?
Oh yes, hello. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
This is Donna. Hi.
Donna. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Klein. How are you today?
We're good. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering about my love life. If you see anyone coming in for me for this new year. I did meet someone, but it's very disappointing, so that's not going anywhere.
Okay. All right. I've written something kind of silly down here, but have you felt in the past that you've been a little bit of a goof magnet, if you know what I mean?
No, not too goofy, no.
I don't mean goofy as in fun and silly. I mean guys that just don't seem to know how to treat a person. Selfish partners in the past.
Yeah, I've had selfish men in my life,
Yeah. Okay. So again, other. Now, getting the message that you observe how a person, a guy speaks of or treats his mother, and sort of take some clues from that, or how they treat wait staff or, you know, service people. Observing those things can give you some more clues, but it feels like there's been a few times when you sort of not really paid attention to any of the red flags and you've ended up angry with someone who's just not suited to you. They're saying you need a standard of good manners, and you know, you need someone who actually gives a hoot about your feelings, right? It feels like there's
definitely
been a history of you giving more than you've been receiving in the past.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just keep your eye on how this person treats the world around them, and how they talk about their family members, their male relatives. And it's not, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just they're asking you to just be a little more perceptive at the beginning. You don't get stuck in that horrible place of having been with somebody for a while and then starting to go, ew, I've got to get rid of this person. That's the feeling. It's like, ew, what have I done? You know, so check them out beginning. And the thing is, you do deserve that kind of love. We all do, but don't ever sell yourself short, or don't accept anything but the word is escaping me that I'm looking for, but sort of they've got to treat you as well as you treat them. Tony, what do you think?
Thank you. I feel the same. Do you pick the men, or do they just come to you? I'm just wondering how you met them.
No, this last one man was smiling at me. I was sitting at a table. He was at a table next to me, and we kept smiling at each other. And I was with a man, so I got up and just said, gee, you look like a really nice person. What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
And it went from there.
Mm-hmm. And it went from there. So I feel that you're kind of a healer. Do you like to help people and
mm-hmm. yeah,
try to heal them? Like, do you take like birds with broken wings and try to fix their wings, or so to speak?
Not too much lately. I mean, I help my neighbor and, you know, my nephew and, you know, things like that.
So I think what I'm getting, and this is just me, what I'm thinking is that maybe instead of you, you know, saying or, you know, going to a person, maybe they need to come to you first. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
So anybody
that you see and you think is good looking and you think you need to meet them, maybe shut that down and try something different, or have somebody else pick somebody for you.
This is the first time I ever did that. You know, usually,
it didn't work out. And it didn't work
well,
out.
I just saw too many red flags, the drinking and
the
different lies and, you know, things like that. So I figured, I can't go on with this. And then he was pursuing me too much, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, and I definitely think you're good seeing red flags, and you've grown a lot.
And calling me at 6:30 in the morning. Who calls someone at 6:30 in the morning? Maybe I'm too set in my ways. I don't know. But
I don't know.
I've been by myself for a long time.
Yeah, and that could be part of it. But like Lynn said, I think you can keep looking. I mean, there's no rush. And I do, you know, I think something nice is going to happen for you this year. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah,
I think you're on the right path. Your energy, you know, you're positive, so that should work in your favor. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Beauty. Mm-hmm. So, Jessica, how are you doing there?
Hi, Jessica. So, hi. So the card that just came out for you, you know, powers of love, you release any stagnant situation or energy in order to transform your heart space. So I don't feel like you're in the process of doing that still in some ways. But I feel like you're getting there. I don't think anything's going to come rushing in, per se. but it's going to happen when it happens. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I really like this card for you. So, and I'll read it again. Through the powers of love, and that could mean self-love as well, which it sounds like you're doing, and you're just right there.
Right.
You release any stagnant situation or energy in order to transform your heart space. I really love that.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Well, Marianne, what is coming in for you, hon?
Hi, Marianne.
Hi. Well, I'm feeling kind of the same thing that Jessica was saying. Just that, yeah, the path of love, I think, is opening up. And so it just, it just feels like it's a journey for sure, but I think it's going to have a really positive ending for you.
That's nice to know. Yeah, I feel that way too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where I could set boundaries in my life and, yeah.
Beautiful.
Naturally be myself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fabulous, Donna. I think you're receiving your messages from your spirit team a little more clearly all the time, and it's really going to keep you. Yeah. And yeah, and when it happens, I think you're going to feel that joy that love is supposed to bring in your life. That's gorgeous.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks, Donna, for calling in. We really appreciate it. And Yeah. Well, to all our callers, I mean, you can always call us back and let us know how it's going, and we love to hear that. So, thank you so much, and you have a beautiful Sunday. And we'll
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, we'll send you love and light. Thank you. All right. Our next caller is 310. Hi there. Can we get your name, please?
Yeah, hi. This is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
I'm sorry, your first name is what?
Vince.
Vince. Hi, Vince. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Hi. Well, I'm beyond help, but that's a different story. No, I, just a little levity. I got a situation. I was let go from a job. I was blamed for something that I didn't do. They suspended me, and then I thought they were going to bring me back, knowing that I was telling the truth, and they believed the other guys. So anyway, they called me right after Thanksgiving and said I was terminated. I just wrote a letter to a corporate office and one of the managers that I met, and I'm still waiting to hear from them. In the meantime, though, here's the question. I applied with two different companies, but three different locations. One of them is Ball Corporation, which is the competitor to the company I was just fired from. And they have two locations. One is in Saratoga Springs, which is an hour and a half from where I live. And the other one is in Pittston, Philadelphia. And then the other job that I'm looking to get is Coke in Connecticut. So I'm wondering if you see one of these three jobs coming for me.
Okay. Okay, Vince, that's what's happened to you is one of those really difficult times when it's hard not to be angry at what's done because you're experiencing, it's very natural as human beings. Like we do rail at injustice. And I am getting a feeling that, yes, you were certainly done a dirty there. And this happens. Now, what they're asking me to focus on here for you is keeping the emotion out of it. As it does not mean suppress your feelings. You've got to have those feelings have got to present in your life because they're tools for us to know which way to go on the path. But try not to let the feelings have you. I'm getting a feeling that do not try to push the river with this. And there's a Buddhist advice. The advice from Buddha is to just not have expectations of the outcome. I'm not, because none of us is a fortune teller, and I believe if we were, we'd have the lottery numbers, right? So you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if we could
true.
Predict the future. I'm not getting a yes, no on either of the jobs you've applied for, but that doesn't mean that anything has not come through for you. The lesson that's coming in is for you is going to present the reason for this happening is going to present in down the road. Like it may not be apparent why this has gone on, what's happening, but the main thing they're asking you is to not let the feelings have you. So you bring a sort of a neutrality into the situation and understand that there are some of our fellow humans who are going through their own lessons or whatever you want to call it. And they, you know, we don't understand until later why this has happened, but I'm getting a strong feeling that down the road, this is the best thing that's ever happened to you. You needed to get out of this situation and you are meant for something better. And this is how sometimes the universe breaks things apart so they can be put back together in something that serves your soul's journey better. If that makes sense, I hope it does. Tony, can I take that and send that back to you and see what's coming in?
Sure. Yeah, I also am getting this for you. It says, memories are a profound tool for processing lessons and healing. Who you are can highlight how far you come, and that growth can shine beauty on where you are headed now. Where you're headed next time. This is a beautiful thing. Contemplate the needs of your inner child or listen to the advice of your future self, which I think that's, you know, where you're headed, whether it's these two jobs or some other jobs that you're going to be applying for. You need to listen to your inner self and your future self. Maybe take a look at that, what you want to do or what you want to be in the future. Sometime this card is a literal message that someone from your past is going to re-enter your life, or that it's a perfect moment to connect with an old kindred and reminisce. And so it says, I am at peace with my past. It has brought me to where I am meant to be. That's what I got for you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Does that make any sense or help in any way? I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay, great.
Beautiful. Jessica, how are you doing there?
Yeah, good. The card that I had gotten from the beginning, only one came out for you, but what I was also do feel your frustration over this, and, you know, we're all human, and I get frustrated, but also a little bit of impatience with where this is going. And I think this is why this card came out, and it says, patience. You are able to let, at this time, the universal energy of transformation move according to its own loving rhythm. So and this is a really beautiful card, and I think it's just, you know, your guides are angels reminding you to try to just be, you know, more patient or a little more patient in this situation. But overall, I feel it's coming in. It's going to be manifested into your reality. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just patience. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do.
That's often the hardest part is being patient as we understand the lesson. Yeah. Marianne, what's coming in for you, love?
Well, the one thing that came up for me is compassion for yourself, because I'm feeling like you're frustrated with everything. You're not sure where to turn. Compassion for yourself, self-compassion as you go through this and not feeling bad for where you're at, and sending the part of you love that is feeling the rejection and the shifting of the tides of your life. And I agree. I think this will end up being the best thing that happened, but right now it's a struggle and it's hard to see that it is the best thing that ever happened. So giving that part of you that is feeling that way, compassion and love along through it will help you in the long run.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's that compassion for yourself is so important, because there's nothing wrong with feeling upset or angry, because like basically you were treated very poorly, and it's okay. Let the feelings have their brief way, but don't let them have you, because it's going to be okay. I think we're all in agreement that it's down the road. If you're patient, you know, it's going to work out and the way it's meant to. So you're going to be okay. Just don't let it get you down, because you know life is full of insane things that make you go as Arsenio Hall would say. So. Okay, my dear. Well, I hope that helps. And, certainly feel free to call back if you have any news or you want to talk to us. And we send you love and light, Vince.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. And we've got 919. Hi there. Could we get your name, please?
Thank you. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Were you in the chat room, Kay?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. We had a Kay in the chat room who disappeared before I could say hi. But anyway, welcome to the show, Kay. How can we help you? You have a question you'd like to ask?
I do. Thank you. So I had an interview on Friday. It was second round. I had applied for this position some time ago. I am presently working. It's not the best. Mm-hmm. And so I'm shifting my energy and looking for something of my greater and highest good. And so I had the second round interview on Friday, which I had actually kind of forgotten about because it had been delayed some. And I went into it with like, okay, well, whatever. But it was an absolutely phenomenal interview. The manager was so amazing, and it so good, surprised me. And I'm just wondering, do you think that this is the correct and great job for me? Is this where I'm supposed to go?
Okay, good question. So, Kay, the starfish came in for you. All of a sudden, I got the image of a starfish. So the starfish is seen, it teaches you to cure yourself over time. And I think for you when they're talking about curing, is it's more emotional than physical.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to replace what was with something better. The starfish symbolizes regeneration, renewal, and self-sustainability. So I would also suggest that... Sorry, I'm a little distracted. We got some more noise on the line. I hope we don't have
I'm sorry.
Oh, is that you, hon? Oh, well.
I'm not sure. I was going to say if it is, let me move over to a spot that's quiet. Okay.
Yeah.
I had
no, it sounds
on,
more
so it
like
could be it. So.
Oh, sounds more like chipmunks eating peanuts on the line, but that's okay. We could have gremlins. But yeah, the starfish I think means the meaning that's coming through. For the starfish, I think is saying that you're going to be replacing what you had with something better, because I think it's a step up. It feels like a step up, an improvement for you. I'm also getting the message too that don't settle in one place. Like, don't stay too long at one level if it means asking for promotions or raises or any kind of acknowledgement about your work.
Yes.
Don't feel shy. Yeah, don't feel shy about that. I'm seeing more like a series of steps, natural steps, and it's kind of pretty, actually. It's sort of a mountain, but there's these things that they're not that hard to climb, but they do have elevations to them. So step up. And don't feel afraid of advancing your career and getting the help that is there to, you know, asking for what you need, basically. Tony, what's coming through on this for you, hon?
Yeah, I feel the same that Lynn is saying. So I don't necessarily know if moving to another job. I don't want to say that, you know. But what I think, so did you hear some things that you were discussing, like that you have outdated systems where you're working per se, and that this is booking, the newer place has new upgrades, and and you would learn more at the new job. Is that what it was about?
That's beautiful. It's beautiful that you asked that, because that's why the position has been. It started out as a paralegal. Well, no, paralegal was originally in it, and they're getting a brand new system, and it's expanding, and they're so excited because it's in contract management and it's procurement.
Yeah.
So they're so excited about this new program, and because they haven't finalized the contract, they can't. He couldn't tell me what the system was, but that's the whole purpose of this job, is because they are upgrading to, you know, something, a system-wide upgrade, and they're just needing someone who has more experience.
Do you feel that the place, what I'm feeling is that the place that you're at, that you could be the hero, or you could be the one to maybe implement some kind of system, like we're talking to that person, but staying at the place that you're at and being a teacher of some sort, upgrading your position, like what Lynn
no
said,
where
not
I am
be afraid. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, where I am now is extremely toxic. My manager is very, very toxic, and there is no really there's no upward trajectory whatsoever, and the culture of the company is it's completely different.
I'll
just say it this way. Working in part of legal and legal giving some instructions about risk management, it can be overlooked, and we'll take a chance. So it's like the risk is so great, and it doesn't seem like it's in the best interest of the company at all times, which is very difficult. Yeah.
Right. Well, I get this, that you are your own guru and your own guidance, you know, maybe look for guidance. It's rooted in your faith, you know, maybe look for the answer there, for the wisdom, you know, from the heavens. But I think it did excite you. I'm feeling really excited about your interview too, and I have no idea I wasn't there, but I'm thinking that it was. If anything else, it did open your eyes. You know what I mean? So
it did.
Good luck in your choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jessica.
Yes. Hello. Hi, Kay.
Hello.
Got two cards that flew out for you, and the first one is humility, and it says you have developed the loving awareness that you and everyone else are the same, just on different paths.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I feel like you've come to that understanding, and I think that's why you've got the card for you. And then acceptance, you are ready to release control of situations or people, and lovingly embrace the rhythm of life in what you create. So I really like the acceptance card, too, and the direction that you're going, and I think it sounds wonderful.
Wow.
Beautiful opportunity.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And that's what I got. You're welcome.
Wonderful. Marianne, what's coming in for you, huh?
Well, I went ahead and looked at my cards for that, and the card that popped out was opportunity. So I thought that was really awesome. It's kind of the same thing that everybody else is getting also.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's
okay,
great. Wow.
Well,
Thank you.
Yeah,
just that one final message, though, Kay, is to remember that what you focus on expands. And in that way, we really do create the reality that we're meant to have. So keep on being that powerful thought processor that you are, because I think you're your own best friend in that respect. You're really good at manifesting. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Blessings to you all. I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you, Kay. Love and light to you, my dear. Thanks for calling. Okay. Lovely. That's very, very positive. Wonderful stuff. Okay. We have a few more callers. 860, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome. How can we help you today?
I'm just wondering, life has knocked me down so many times that I'm not the person that I was at all, and it's not a good thing. I don't trust anyone. I'm afraid of everything, and I'd like to get my life back, and I don't know if a divorce will help that.
Okay. Lisa, this is Lynn. I have to ask you, did you have an injury or an accident in the last couple of years?
I had my face ripped by a dog last February.
I'd say that was an injury or an accident. Okay. The injury has done more to, it's not just been a physical injury. It's done a lot of damage on top of everything else you're going through. I get that your marriage has a lot of toxic elements to it. And I wonder, are you feeling trapped by it?
Very much.
Okay. Do you have the financial means to separate? That feels like that's a barrier.
I'm not well, and he threatens to take my insurance, and I need a $25,000 IV every week, so to have an immune system.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting the heebie-jeebies, like just feeling out this energy. And so I don't blame you for wanting to run screaming away from the situation. I need to make sure that you are safe where you are. Do you have any lifelines if you need to call someone? Is there someone who can come and take you out of that if you need to be? This man sounds like he needs help.
I have absolutely no one.
Okay. There's always, I'm going to put you over to Tony and Jessica and Marianne here, and I'm just going to do a little bit of online searching here. So if Tony, you could take the next shift here, I'll be back. Okay.
I can't go to a shelter because I have a service dog.
Yeah.
I need eye drops that cost about $50 a week because my eyes have no tears in them. Mm-hmm. I just can't walk away. I have so many illnesses, and I have a cabinet full of medicine, and I'm just a mess. And I know this marriage makes me sicker.
I know. I feel that. I mean, Lynn said she got the heebie-jeebies. I'm sitting here just shaking. From, I don't know if it's the cold. It wasn't cold a minute ago, but I'm feeling your pain. It's tough because I feel that you feel like you're in a box, blocked, and can't get out. Is there any kind of programs in your area that could help? That's what I'm seeing, like some kind of an advocate. How did you get the service dog? Was that a community effort or an advocate that helped you get the service dog?
I trained her, and I sold everything I had to get her.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any connections with anybody as far as advocates go or in the community? Because I keep seeing somebody with their hand out. Whether it's a community kind of program or some mental health specialist or some kind
programs
of advocate for women?
Programs are inundated because some women are being beaten. They're full because of the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just seeing communication, somebody trying to reach out to help you with this in your area. I don't know. That's all I'm getting.
Anybody else want to help? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would reach out to your...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and try to reach out to local churches, too, that are around you. And even, you know, the welfare office is there to help in times of need as well, in situations where, you know, you may need Medicaid or...
tried all that, believe me.
Okay. Lisa, you're in Connecticut. You're in Connecticut, are you, hon?
They're overwhelmed because there are so many women who are being beaten. The shelters are overflowing, and I could never go to a shelter. I'm way too sick. I have no immune system, and I can't be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just want to know if I file for divorce, if he's going to kill me, if it's going to work out, and I'm going to get out of here without enough money to find an apartment and try to live.
Okay, this is really
the
dicey.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no, please. No, go ahead, hon. That's Jessica, right?
I just wanted to say, yes, as you know, the cards that I did pull for you are individuality and freedom. And I think that's coming, but I think you need resources to be able to get out of your situation. I'm sorry, Lynn. Go ahead. I had to finish.
No. This is really, I think we're all feeling a little bit like we desperately want to find a solution for Lisa. And we hear your pain, hon. We really do. I'm grateful you've got the dog because in this desperate situation, your dog is a lifeline and an angel to you. This man sounds dangerous. He sounds like a practicing narcissist. And I think your best bet, Lisa, is to educate yourself as much as you can on the psychology of the narcissistic individual. When you try to leave them, it becomes dangerous. They become enraged. And it is all about control. It's all about control. So you're going to have to keep one step ahead of this guy in your education of yourself. I feel like, yes, I'm getting a yes, that you need to get a divorce from this person. But you're going to have to be really, really... I hate the word sneaky, but I think you're going to have to outwit him in this. And so make sure. And I also agree that don't looking for help. You could, you know, reach out to, I don't know if you have a faith that you belong to or if you, you know, and that doesn't matter because we come from the same place. We go back to the same place and you can call it what you will, but the energy remains the same. So you can reach out to a faith-based group. You can reach out to women's groups. I'm going to, I've been looking on the Connecticut emergency pages and stuff. It feels like there's a women's group. We have here in Canada, we have, excuse my French. Oh dear, I meant shoot. I'm trying to remember what we have. We have like sort of shelters that women, and I know they're crowded and this is a terrible time, but the thing is, don't give up your search. There is going to be an answer out there if you persist. Turn to the same energy that your dog brings to you. Your dog keeps you from probably going over the edge, and you can use that energy to keep yourself sane. However, don't give this person any more power than he has already taken from you. Marianne, I'm sorry I left you out of this conversation, hon. Can you add to this?
Oh, that's okay. I went ahead and just pulled some cards, and the first thing that popped out, it was if you believe and improving health. And so when I read the improving health, it was talking about, it said that your health will improve if you believe, and you can request the assistance of Archangel Raphael and your guardian angels to speed along the recovery. Because the card is
urging you to make more helpful choices in your life, which I believe is also would be getting away from the toxic person.
Yeah. And that's such a, go ahead, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, this is just what I'm seeing, that maybe you can possibly start looking online for a woman lawyer. And Marianne and I have talked about this before, but sometimes if they do a lot of pro bono work, and I feel that if you went to maybe one of these lawyers in Connecticut, a woman lawyer that, they do activist work, they might help you as a pro bono. And I definitely think Lynn's right. You have to do it on the sly because you have to make sure that you're going to be able to pay for your medicine and your apartment and everything else. So that's why you need to make sure you have a really good lawyer that's going to look at those kind of things, because it's not your normal divorce or separation.
Mm-hmm.
So you need somebody that deals with that kind of information that you're going to need. I would start maybe looking that way and calling out for help to them.
Yes.
Trolling freak. It's not my, he keeps telling me it's my imagination, but he even has the front door rigged, so if I open the door when he's not home, he calls up and wants to know why I open the door.
Yeah, that's called gaslighting.
Yeah.
So Lisa, I want you to, you can access on, you can get online, right, on the internet. I want you to try connecting with womenslaw.org. That is in Connecticut. Start there. And I also, if you would, please look up Jennifer's Law in Connecticut. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. And I also want to say, Lisa, we have a page, Divine Connections. If you need to reach out to us, we'll do our best to help you. Just connect with us on that Facebook page, Divine Connections, and you'll find all four of us there. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And Lisa, you can call back, honey, if you need to, and let us know how it's going. We are sending you love, and we're sending you healing energy as a collective here. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa. You stay strong, honey. Oh, wow. That's hard to take. But anyway.
Yeah.
Shannon Johnson often reminds us that this is one of the lowest vibrational dimensions that we find ourselves in, like where there's a whole lot of lessons that are coming at us in this physical life. Nothing is wasted, but boy, it's awful when you're going through it and you're feeling that trap, but the help is there. We need to remember to ask our guides, our angels, our friends on the other side, whatever system of belief you use, give them permission to help you make sure. And you ask for that help and say, I give permission. Okay. Well, we're going to move on then to, I'm trying to get this to come up. Gremlins. Okay. Here we go. 303, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Well, I gotta pitch in on that one. The last call, that was a really challenging call to listen to. I don't know if she mentioned if she's in a particular state. Particular town. I don't know if she mentioned where in Connecticut she is.
Yeah.
I don't know if she mentioned that. If she did, I didn't catch it. But if it's a small town, or has access to Metro, I just want to concur that she definitely needs some assistance through greater powers than herself, and I don't mean divine powers. I mean, what did you say? The womenslaw.org, for example. Mm-hmm. That can be really arduous, though, because their hotline right now is down, by the way. So. I won't be reopening until the 25th. Their hotline. I'm looking at the webpage right now, so that's why I noticed.
Oh, thank you.
As somebody who I'm very, very experienced in life, I have been down a similar road similar path, I should say. Mm-hmm. The last thing that I will say, she does not need to waste her time reading about narcissistic personalities. That's not the best use of her time right now. The best use of her time is to get out of her situation. She can spend the rest of her life reading about narcissistic personalities. She is a woman who needs to act, and she needs to start paying. And I'm really passionate about this because this is what I know from my own life. And I'm a lot older than she is, probably everyone. So I just really am advocating for her to do what needs to be done. Do what needs to be done. You put your emotions aside. You can't forget them, but you do what needs to be done. My father, God bless his soul, was very much like that. You do what needs to be done, and like taking your car in for a repair. You do what needs to be done, and I hope she does, because she is. And the other thing that needs, that anyone who has been heavily involved in domestic abuse, is that the leaving. It's the leaving that makes women the most vulnerable. That is the time where they are most at risk for really horrible outcomes that I'm not even going to name. Okay, so she's entering a period as she arranges her departure. She's entering the red zone. So she needs to make sure that she understands that's the most vulnerable time for any woman, and that she needs to make sure her safety escape, her plan is solid. You don't go down to the friend's house down the road. You make yourself escape their life, their grip. That's the only way that it will work in the situation, from what she has described. And of course, I understand that this is only her description, that we don't know his side of it. So, but we don't really need to know. I don't think at this point. Okay, that is statistically the time when women end up in. Well, never mind. Is when they're leaving.
It's okay. We understand. Yeah, no, you're making some really, really important points here. Could we just get your name, 303?
Anyway, I had to say, because I so feel for her situation.
Thank you. No, absolutely. Yeah. Could we get your name, 303?
Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry. Okay. I really hope she moves forward. My name's Allison, but that call was very, 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 very intense. There aren't simple answers to that situation, really anytime. But the first avenue is to get yourself out of that situation safely, with the understanding that you have to disappear from their lives. You have to make yourself unfindable. Change your address. I mean, I had to do it.
Right.
That's what anyone in the business, anyone in that business will tell you.
Yeah, anyway, I can feel your passion, Allison, and I'm really appreciating your words.
Yeah, it's important.
I learned
by walking the walk.
Absolutely. If you have Facebook at all and you want to contribute anything on our Divine Connections page, feel free, please, to post and any help, because we appreciate any help people can offer Lisa right now. It's important that she understands she's not alone. She is not at all the first person that's gone through this. Absolutely.
No.
So
that's correct. Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, Divine Connections? Is that your website, did you say? Or is that a Facebook page?
It's a Facebook page. So if you're able to access Facebook. A lot of people left it, I know, but if you want to add anything, no, it's true. And if Lisa wants to reach out to us there, we'll, do the best we can. I know it's an impossible situation.
Right.
However, we do believe in the divine help and the physical help people can give too. So,
This is bigger than her. And sometimes it takes a village to raise a child, or sometimes they help somebody as well. I'm not on Facebook. Yeah. I never have been. I always smelled a bad thing, even when everyone was on it. So I never got on it. And I go, thank God I was that, because I'm just really, really intelligent. And I didn't like Facebook from the start. And now I see why.
there you go.
Yeah, you can also.
So I can't put it that way, but I hope she's still listening so that she can maybe
she's here,
something
yeah.
that I've shared and spark her. And but I would say the thing that she does need she needs help from powers greater than herself right now, and I don't mean God or anything like that. I mean actual human beings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I don't
anyway.
Know. We still do have Lisa on the in the queue.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
know if you'd be willing to make a personal connection with her. I can ask her permission.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay, no worries then. How about if you have a question you'd like to ask the team that we can help you with, please go right ahead, Allison. No, you've been wonderful. Your words are very appreciated.
Anything that I have to say, you know, it's not that my own life is trivial by any means. And in as a follow up to that phone call, I just actually feel that I kind of feel like what can I even ask or not ask? So what can I bring to the floor that it just feels very not trivialized, very small in comparison to the situation that she's in. So, but I definitely have my own struggles going on right now. So I'm not going to go into what sort of the issues are in my personal life. I'm just going to keep it really private and
okay.
just say, maybe at this particular time, the next, probably next, 6 months, I would say, next 6 months, there are some really big challenges. They're already ongoing, and there's not going to be an immediate end to them. So I'm just going to kind of put it at that. There's definitely some health issues going on here. So that's not the only issue, but that's part of it, and that's part of why it's an ongoing thing for the next 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very, very challenging, very, very challenging, some of the health issues that are part of the package right now. So
okay.
I guess I'll just leave it at that and see what the next, what is this, January? Yeah. It'll probably
yep.
really be demanding for the next 6 months, even past that at this point. It's hard to know, depending on how some things turn out.
Yeah. Are you familiar? I'm getting Wayne Dyer. Do you know who I mean coming through?
Yes. Yep. I know all the big name people. I don't know. I know them personally. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's just
I don't know them personally. Yeah.
I'm being guided to take you back to the Wayne Dyer's. You can either get them on YouTube or you can read the books. But they want
yeah.
to direct you back to your sacred self if you can find it, that particular book. Give it a reread.
I'm sorry. What's the name of? What did you say the name of?
The book that they're guiding you mm-hmm. to is to your
mm-hmm.
sacred self.
Oh, okay.
And I
okay.
think, I'm not sure, but I think you can get his books on YouTube, like audiobooks. And that particular book has something in it for you. I couldn't tell you what. I have read it. I just don't remember every bit of it, but there's something in that
yeah.
is meant for you to reread your
okay.
sacred self. I'm just looking it up to see what forms you can get.
Uh-huh.
I think you can get the
uh-huh.
audio book.
Okay.
But anyway, it's important that you reread. Making the decision to be free. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so find that book, and I'd be interested to know what the message is in there for you, but you're not trapped by the next upcoming months. There's going to be an unexpected way of coping that's going to come to you, and it's going to bring a smile to your face, makes you braver and stronger, and eases the pressure. And that's the message I'm getting. And Tony, I'll pass
okay.
it to you and see what we're getting.
Yeah. Well, so I got something similar. It says, open your heart to the bigger plans and you'll inadvertently tap into the whole new framework from which to see the world. Know that your path mm-hmm. and your dreams may look unfamiliar to you after you relinquish the need to direct the outcome. Surrender to the will of the cosmos and realign your life with the sacred pattern. I lean into my inner world of limitless miracles, surrendering to the divine will of the cosmos. That's what I thought for you.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps.
Wonderful.
Anyway. Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yep. Wow. Okay. That's great. So I don't know if we have Jessica. Do we still have you, Jessica?
Yes.
Do you need to take off? Yes. You have to get going. I know we extended our show a little longer.
Oh, that's okay. I just have an event that I have to go to, and you'll need to get ready for that. So, but I wanted to tell Miss Ellison that before I get off the phone, the card that popped out for you is loyalty. And this card says, your reliability demonstrates your loving sense of devotion and consistency of being. And I think it just speaks about who you are as a person, really, more than anything. So, this is what popped out for you from Spirit. I hope that made some bit of a sense for you.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jessica.
Okay.
Listen, if you have to
go,
Lovey, you go and have a wonderful event, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Marianne, did you have anything to add for Allison?
Not really, nothing that was new. I pretty much agreed with everything, and I really liked the card that Tony picked, because that's exactly how I was feeling about the situation.
Yeah. Well, one thing one thing I would add for you, Allison, is I did get the image of a gladiola plant, and I'm just going to read what that means as a symbol. And because I was intrigued by Tony's message in her card, faithfulness, integrity. Strong moral values and honesty and faithfulness. So I feel like these are virtues that you possess, and I think they're going to help you. You can look the whole thing up. Just type in spiritual meaning of gladiolus or gladiola.
Okay.
But they've got some really strong, and I feel that aligns with your energy very well, that you are an honest and integrity filled person. So it's going to do you well in the long run. And I also get a feeling you're going to be okay. It's going to turn out okay for you. So don't despair, and keep that determination, you know, that just keep that wonderful. And thank you again, Allison, for the help you gave. It's quite true. We must never, never give up. And Lisa can, I think Lisa has every, chance of making it if she does not give up on herself. She deserves the best.
Yeah. It's definitely a hard road to negotiate, but
you're a survivor though, right? Yeah, you're here to say
you have no idea. You have no idea what I have lived through in my lifetime. No
exactly.
idea. No. And so that's why I can speak with so much not just passion, but it's just burning wisdom.
Experience,
because of what I survived. Yeah.
Well, you're here to say it can be survived, and you're an example of it. So thank you. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I'm wishing her the right steps, you know.
Thank you, Allison. Bless you for that.
I really
You're a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Wow. That's amazing. That's beautiful. We all get stronger. Like many hands make light work, and we're stronger as a team. Hiya, 256, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Kimberly, hi. You're an old friend of the show.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. You. Happy 2022. Can't believe we've made it that far. Well, good to hear from you. How can we help you today, Kimberly?
Well, I wanted you to know, or I have an interview on Friday with a company that has to do with making transportation green. It's more environmental science. for the school system, and the name of the company, ECOM. And I just want to know what you get from that.
Is this entry level? They're asking you to do?
The name of the job. The name of the job is school. Oh my God! It's like a liaison between the school and Georgia Commute School on promoting green transportation in the school system.
Green? You mean like wheat and stuff like that? I'm not sure if I'm hearing.
Green. You're not hearing me right. Green.
No.
G-R-E-E-N.
Oh, green. Okay. So climate, good for the climate sort of green. Okay.
That's correct.
I'm hearing green. I'm sorry. My brain must have fallen out. Okay. Okay. This is wonderful. The word ambassador comes in. And I'm not sure what that means for you, because it feels like, you see, it's a liaison position, but it shows that there's so much more behind that. I feel like if you are handed an overload of responsibilities in this job, speak up, okay? What it feels like is if you get this job, and I wish I could give you a yes or no answer on that, but I just, you know, the crystal ball is very, yeah. But what I am hearing very clearly is if you are finding that you get this job and you're given too much too soon, to definitely speak up, because it feels like it's going to be a heavier job than you're anticipating. So be prepared, I guess, is all I can say is keep your eyes open, keep in touch with your feelings about whether it's too much to handle. And if so, make sure they either give you an assistant or they lighten your load somehow. It just feels like it's going to go whoomp on you and be heavy and so many, too much all at once. I'm getting overload feeling. But that's just what comes in on that, Kim. And I'm just going to see what Tony and Marianne are picking up. Tony is getting on.
I feel some of the same. I think it's a really interesting that you found that it's kind of controversial in Georgia right now, like climate change. I mean, you're kind of going against the grain a little bit, right? This company is?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I kind of got from, it says, a thought leader, that your unbiased decision making that you would make an excellent communicator with this, because your wise and logical counsel, your integrity and your honest being, your perceptive, intelligent, and being direct and seeking the truth. So you would have to, like Lynn said, you're going to come up, if the position does come out, you're going to come up against some naysayers. And you're going to need a like a bunch of people behind you. Like that's what Lynn's feeling. That will help you. You know, speak your truth in this job, because it's going to be different than anything you've ever done. If you do, and it's something that, you know, the climate out there in the world isn't great towards any of this, unfortunately, right now. So you would be in the midst of that. But I think it's really interesting. You know, just be careful sometimes what you wish for, you know. it says, though, that I get that you speak with wisdom and clarity. So whatever you do get into, people are going to know that you're here to make a difference, is what I got. So congratulations and good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Marianne, what's coming through for you, huh?
Well, so what's coming new for me is it's just saying that, so the card I pulled was just saying that it was just saying that heaven has something wonderful in mind for you, but it's not the same thing that you planned. So just saying to ask yourself what you would rather have, the very thing you're asking for, or something that would make you much happier and more fulfilled.
That's a good one. I also, Yeah, Kimberly, I also wanted to add, it got clarified a little bit here. If you do get this job, make sure the people that are managing you or your sort of go-to people, make sure they know what they're talking about, because it feels like you're going to be sort of not able to get answers you need. It just feels like there's not enough, too many cooks and not enough, too many cooks in the kitchen or something, and nobody really knows what's going on. So be prepared for a little bit of managerial chaos and don't feel shy about speaking up. That's, I think, one of your superpowers is the ability to speak up when you need to. You're in for quite the ride, I believe, with this job. So, yeah. And you know, you're also, if it's too much, you can also run away screaming, but I think it's a really important, you're doing a really important job, even though, as Tony says, you're up against some, naysayers and people who want to, block you in every direction. But you've got the power within yourself to deal with it. So that's the good news, is you're very powerful. And I have spoken to you before, Kimberly, and I know that red in your energy gives you that fire energy that is needed to like plow through, I can almost see you like Rambo just blazing through these things and, don't mess with me kind of thing to any of the turkeys that try to get in your way. It's actually pretty cool, so keep on knocking them down as they pop up at you and you will prevail. But I'm sorry, I can't get a yes or a no on the job, but just be prepared for probably one of your biggest challenges so far, but they wouldn't give it to you if you weren't up for it. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Sending you so much energy for the best possible outcome, Kimberly. Thank you so much for calling. An old friend of the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you so much for your time. And everyone else, thank you. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Kimberly. You
You're
too.
Welcome.
Bless you, sir. Yeah. Alrighty. So we've got one more caller, and we've got about 5 minutes. So, 610, you're on the air. Can you get your name, please? Okay. 610 may have gone to sleep. All right. Well, I'm just going to, it's actually, we're just on the verge of wrapping up anyway. So I think that we've had quite the lively show today. Holy cow. It's, but I just want to go through everybody and I just want to talk to Tony and Marianne again. And how can people reach you, Tony, if they want to get in touch? You do readings for folks, do you?
Yeah, I can help out. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I would love to. You can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, which is Tony Jorgensen, and there's a picture of me and my grandson on a tractor, or we might be throwing a kiss. And then I'm also either on Twitter and Instagram with the same handle, at Tony KJ. So all three of those. You can also email me at Tony, TONIKJ4244@gmail. And
perfect.
I'll put that on the page. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Yeah. I think as we go, we'll introduce ourselves a little more and have some interactions with our callers as we go. And Marianne, how can people reach you if they're looking?
The easiest way is just on the Facebook page, Divine Connections. I'll be on there and be happy to reach out.
Perfect. All right. And that link is actually on our show link. If you want to just, you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/sacredembers, and you can find all our old shows and our new shows and everything. You can connect that way. And I want to talk about Jessica and Jaden. So if you want to reach any of them, you can find Jessica either at Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook. And she's also got the group Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And it's a lovely group. It's beautiful, beautiful, loving people. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I'm also to be found on Facebook. And our Sacred Embers website is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And you can reach us through there too. And you can also look for the Sacred Embers group on Facebook if you like to. It's a support group and a community, and you're totally welcome to post there and reach out. And if, Lisa, I know you're still listening, if you're able to connect with both of our pages, the Sacred Embers group and the Divine Connections page, at least you'll be in touch with people who give a hoot, and we will do our very best to connect with you and to help you if we can do that. Okay, you guys, that was a lovely, lovely first show. I'm so grateful to have you both here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you enjoyed it enough or if you're drained, but if you we'll keep doing this every Sunday at so it will be every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, and 12 p.m. Pacific. It's 12 noon. Woo! Well, what a ride.
Awesome.
What a ride.
Yeah, it was a good ride. Good ride.
It really was. Well, I think our energy clicked together very, very well, and I could feel the connection, and I'm honored to be working with you wonderful people. Our tradition at the end of each show is to just play our dear friend Louis with our song. So love and light to all of you. Thank you to our callers and to our listeners. And here we go. It's a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.